Okay, so first of all, thank you to Simcha, Shkech to Simcha for sponsoring tonight's show. Thank you, Rabbi Shalom. And the real reason Simcha sponsored tonight's show in Kugel is because he wanted to mizak everybody to make brachas. To have brachas and to answer amen to the brachas. The parasha starts off, Yakil Moshe gathers together as Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael, the whole congregation of B'nai Yisrael, V'yoymer Lehem, Eila HaDevorim Shetzivah Hashem Lasoi Soisam. And Moshe goes ahead and tells us the mitzvah of Shabbos. Sheishas Yomim T'yosim. Melacha, a person should work 6 days, Yom HaShvi, the seventh day is Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosain, Shabbos Shabbosain Lashem. And Rashi tells us, Hiktim lehem azhara Shabbos letzivoy melechas haMishkan. That Moshe preceded the commandment to build the Mishkan with the mitzvah of Shabbos, to keep Shabbos. Loimah to teach us, she'einoy doiches a Shabbos. That building the Mishkan does not push away Shabbos. So therefore Moshe starts off with the mitzvah of Shabbos, and only then does he tell us the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. And the Chassam Sofer says, very short, very sharp, says the Chassam Sofer, look, the Mishkan is the Mokoyim, an Olam Hazeh where the Shechina rests, Hashem's house, we bring the Korbanos, that's where Oved Hashem, it's the holiest place on this earth, Kodesh Kodoshim, we have the Mishkan. And yet, Shabbos takes precedence over the Mishkan. But when it comes to saving a Yid's life, Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. The Shoh HaChoshuv, the life of one Yid, is in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem's Mokoyim, Hashem's holiest place on this in Olam Hazeh, is not Deich HaShabbos. When it comes, a Yid's in trouble, a Yid needs to be saved, not only are you allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos, mitzvah, you have to be Mechal HaShabbos to save a Yid's life. To show how Choshuv is the life of one Yid in the eyes of Hashem. Pasuk Gimel continues, Lo Yisivaru Eish B'chol Moish V'yseichem Yom HaShabbos. Don't burn a fire, light a fire in all of your living places on Shabbos. And of course, the Gemara asks the question, and the question is obvious, why does the Pasuk single out the Melacha of Havara? There are 39 Lamatas Melachos, and the Pasuk singles out one of the Melachos, not to light a fire. Zareya, Chayresh, Kaitzer, one of the Lamatas Melachos. If you wanted to tell me, we picked one, pick the first one. Why all the way at the end, for lighting a fire? So right away, the Gemara tells us, Machloikis, Rashi brings down the Machloikis. Yesh mi Rabbi Seinu Omrim says Rashi, Havara l'alav yotasav, Yesh Omrim Havara l'chalak yotasav. There's a Machloikis, why the Pasuk singles out Eish. Either because the Pasuk is differentiating and telling us that fire is really different than all of the other 39 melachos. All of the other melachos, one who does them on Shabbos is Chayv Misa, but for igniting a fire, the punishment is not Misa, the punishment is only alav. And that's why it says, Lo Yisivaru Eish, the punishment is only alav and not Misa. Or, Reb Nosson says, L'chalak Yotasa, it comes L'chalak to teach us that in order to be Chayv Misa, one does not need to do all 39 melachos, but if one does even one melacha, he's Chayv Misa. Up until now, I would have thought that a person is only Chayv Misa if he does all 39. Torah says, no, even for doing one, you're still Chayv. If you learn Havara's alav, I understand why the Pasuk singles out Havara. But if you learn, it's only as an example to teach us that you don't need to do all 39, doing one as a Chiyav Misa, why pick a Havara? Zareya, Chayresh, Kaitzim, Hamadosh, we have another 38. Why Dafko, Loisivaru? And Ibn Ezraibshitz gives a very, very nice answer. And Ibn Ezraibshitz explains, when was fire created? Matzah Shabbos. Fire was created, Matzah Shabbos.
The sun and the moon is fire.
When did Adam Rishon create fire? He took two rocks and rubbed them together. When did Adam Rishon bring about fire? Matzah Shabbos. That's when they compare Matzah Shabbos. Because that's when Adam Rishon discovered fire. If that's the case, it's a B'yayin Sinaibshit, it's beautiful. Why do we hold back from doing Malach on Shabbos? Because Hashem stopped. It came Lil Shabbos, and Hashem stopped. Ayishpois, Hashem rested from doing Malach. Hashem didn't do Malach on Shabbos. Hashem rested. But for Eish, the Malach of Eish, the Malach of Avara, wasn't, so to speak, in existence at the time Shabbos came about, Shabbos Bereishis. If that's the case, I might have thought that Avara should not be a Malach on Shabbos. because it wasn't even in existence at the very first Shabbos Bereishis. And we refrain from doing Malach on Shabbos to remember that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. But fire was first created Motzoi Shabbos. If that's the case, I would have thought that maybe Havara, there's no Isser. So Mamela, when the Torah illustrates to us and teaches us that Yechai, if we're doing one Malacha, the Torah singled out the Malacha of Havara. Because Havara first came about on Motzoi Shabbos.
So we said Hashem made it because you said Adam made it.
Adam created it. Adam took
so
the Torah.
Not one of Hashem's creations.
Adam discovered it.
I mean, obviously Hashem gave the Koyach the fire to exist.
Right.
So the
Shabbos candles.
They already had Shabbos candles.
I don't know.
They were already kicked out of their home.
That was the Shalom Bayis
brother. Rabbi Yosef Leibschitz says, continues further, and he says, that's why you'll notice a difference between the Aseres HaDibrois in Yisroi and the Pashas Vaschanon when it comes to Shabbos. In Pashas Yisroi, it doesn't say the reason for Shabbos is about Mitzrayim. It just says, Sheshesim Tavoid, Yom HaShvi L'Sasach HaMalacha, in Pashas Yisroi, Perik Chof, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim Es Haaretz, Es HaYom Es Kol HaShabom, V'Yonach Yom HaShvi. Why do we have Shabbos? Because in 6 days Hashem created Shemayim V'Haaretz, and He rested on Shabbos. In Pashas Vaschanon, it says it a little bit differently. In Pashas Vaschanon, when it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos and Aseres HaDibrois, the Pasuk tells us, in Perich Hei, Pasuk Tezvav, V'zacharto ki eved ho'yiso bi'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yoytziyacha Hashem l'kecha misham, b'yod chazaka u'bizroya netuya Hashem, took you out of Mitzrayim, al came therefore tzivcha Hashem l'kecha, Hashem commanded you, la'asais esim Shabbos, to keep the Shabbos.
The total different reason.
And Yisroel doesn't mention anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim in connection to Shabbos. In Veschanan it does. Says, Rebbeinu Leibschitz, because Parshas Yisroi was when we were given the Torah for the first time. Not Mishnah Torah, we were given the Torah for the first time. We were given the Torah for the first time, the reason for Shabbos is a Zeicha for Briyas Olam. A Zeicha for Briyas Olam, I would have thought that Havara is not included, because Havara wasn't there. Therefore it says in Vayakeh, Lo Sevaro Eish. Parshas Vaschanan is already later on, Chazara. There it says it's a Zeicha for Mitzrayim. And nowhere in Chumash Devarim does it repeat Havara by itself. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chazara, in Mishnah Torah, Loisavaru Eish by itself. Because it's not necessary. Because the reason for Shabbos in Devarim is because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. If that's the case, there's no reason to say fire is different than any of the other malachas. But in Chumash Shemois, where the Torah gave the reason of creation, Sheshes Yomim, I would have thought fire is different, therefore the Torah has to single it out. But in Devarim, where the reason is given is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no need to single out fire, and that's why Eish is not singled out in Chumash Devarim. Okay? Very nice insight from Rebbeinu Leibschitz. Of course, the Baal HaTurim brings down Lois Sevaro Eish, refers to the fire of Gehenna. And the Baal HaTurim writes here in Parshas Vayakel the following words. Lois Sevaro, says the Baal HaTurim, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Or Sheli, my fire, Piresh Shel Gehenim Shabbos Bishvilchem, my fire, the fire of Gehenim, rests on Shabbos, Gam Or Shelachem to Yehi Shabbos. So too your fire should rest on Shabbos. Hashem says, my fire doesn't burn on Shabbos, so too your fire shouldn't burn on Shabbos. The fires of Gehenim don't burn on Shabbos. Calls, Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. Motzoi Shabbos, the fires of Gehenim start up again. And like it's brought down that we have the koyach of Tosfos Shabbos. We have the ability to add on to Shabbos. Say at the beginning and say at the end. A person can add on to Shabbos. We don't find that by other mitzvahs. By tefillin, you can't decide to add 5 parshiyos. By ulav, you can't add on the 5th min. By Shabbos, we have the ability to add on to Shabbos at the beginning and at the end.
Till Tuesday?
And, okay.
That's a
tish. Okay. Within reason. Yom Rishon is not Shabbos. Within reason. We have the ability to extend Shabbos. And it's brought down that the longer a person keeps Shabbos in this world, when he comes to Lachamei Vesrim, if Chas Hashom, he has to go through Gehenim, Motzah Shabbos, Gehenim doesn't start until the same time that he ended Shabbos in this world.
And if he
kept Shabbos longer in this world, So for him, Gehenim doesn't start until the latest man. But if he was always one, without the rush, for the earliest man, without the rush to end Shabbos, so Mida Kenegad Mida, the fires of Gehenim are gonna rush also, because for him, Shabbos is over early, always at the earliest possible Zman. I don't remember if I said this over last week or not. Perhaps I did. Is that Shabbos?
I wasn't here last.
Shabbos we have in the Shema Yisrael. Sometimes I was told this over by a certain rav. I don't know if you will appreciate it or not, but I'm saying it over. I might have said it last week. Every person has an Neshama Yisrael. Sometimes you see there are people that are just in a rush to finish Shabbos. They have to end Shabbos. They can't wait. They have to end Shabbos first. Could be that the Neshama Yisrael wants to get away from the person. Could be that the Neshama Yisrael doesn't want to stay in there. Neshama Yisrael doesn't want to stay by this person anymore, so the Neshama Yisrael is giving the person a push and Shabbos, so I'm free to go. The person doesn't appreciate the Shabbos and treat the Shabbos the proper way, the Neshama Yisrael doesn't feel he belongs. The Neshama Yisrael doesn't feel he belongs. He pushes the person to end Shabbos early, so he's free to go. A little bit of a scary machshava to think about it that way. But there's no Indian to rush to end Shabbos. Okay, a person can only gain by eating on Taisa Shabbos instead of running for the earliest man. You do a desire brings down.
What's the linkage between how long you keep Shabbos?
The Shira Kadosh brings, but the Shemizaya Kadosh, like Sivaru Esh, refers to the Esh of Kas and the Esh of Machlokes. The fire of anger, the fire of Machlokes, that a person should be very careful on Shabbos not to ignite the fire of anger, the fire of Machlokes. Prat, Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, when Shabbos begins, whether the Shabbos starts at 4, at Lichbeish is 4:11 or 8:11, it doesn't make a difference. It's always the same rush and behala before Shabbos, because I have more time, I have less time, and we all know what happens before Shabbos starts. Lois Varuesh, be careful. Very, very tense moments, Lois Varuesh. And the reason is, Zehu Mazeh, when the Kedusha comes, the potential, the Tumah, the Yetzirah has its Kayach also. When the great Kedusha of Shabbos comes down, at the same time, the potential for Averis, the potential for anger, the Kayach of the Yetzirah comes down also. So a person should be extra careful not to ignite the fire of Machlokes, the fire of Kas on Shabbos. Throughout Shabbos, people get together, tend to talk Lashon Hara, and tend to say things that shouldn't be said. Be careful, Lois Varoesh, not to light the fire of Kas, but the fire of Machlokes on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Lois Varoesh, B'chol Moish V'secha B'yayim HaShabbos, and the next Pasuk starts off, Ayoyim HaMoishah. End the Pasuk Gimel, beginning of Pasuk Dalet. The last two words in Pasuk Gimel are B'yayim HaShabbos, and the first word in Pasuk Dalet is Vayomer Moshe. Baal Turim says, if you take the word Hashavos, take the first letter and the last letter. A hey and a tof. The next word is Vayomer. First letter and last letter, Vav and a Resh. You have the four letters that spell out Torah. Tof, Vav, Resh, Hey. Not in order, Hashavos is a tof and a hey, Vayomer, Vav and a Resh. Tof, Vav, Resh, Hey spells out Torah. Says the Baal Turim, Hashabbos Vayomer Rosh Tevois V'Sofer Tevois spell out Torah. She'ikar haTorah b'Shabbos. The ikar Torah is meant to be learned on Shabbos. K'she'adam ponoy me'asakov. When a person is free from his daily activities, a person has a chance to learn. A person has a chance to learn on Shabbos. Yerushalmi and Brochus brings down Reb Rechia brings down Hashem Reb Chia Baboy. Loi nitnu Shabbosos v'yamim toivim el alasik v'yamim divrei Torah. Shabbos seems to be only given for a person to learn Torah. So a person that's free time on Shabbos has to use it the right way. And we all know it's a tremendous challenge to use the free time that we have on Shabbos the right way. Ben Ishchai writes, a person who learns on Shabbos, every word is worth 1,000 words. He learns a blot of Gemara on Shabbos, it's like running 1,000 blot during the week. The Torah on Shabbos is worth a lot more, and it's more choshuv than the learning during the week. And there are a few famous mishalim that set over to illustrate the chashivas of Shabbos, and if a person doesn't appreciate how he's wasting away the opportunity of Shabbos. One of the famous Mishalim is somebody had a hard day of work, and he's walking through the big city, the streets, and he sees a line waiting outside the theater. He sees a line waiting outside, and he stops somebody and says, "Tell me, why is everybody waiting online? What's happening?" And they tell him there's a big concert inside. Famous band, musicians are playing. There's a big concert, an orchestra is here playing. And if you have the time, it's really worthwhile to go and hear them. It's very, very worthwhile. You'll appreciate the music. It will make you feel good, lift up your spirits. Go in and hear the music. And he figures, why not? He had a hard day of work. He has a few dollars in his pocket. He'll wait in line and buy a ticket. He comes into the big theater. He takes a seat, and he's sitting there, and it's nice and warm. The seats are very comfortable. He sits down, and as the music starts to play, he's so tired from the hard day at work, the lights go off, and he falls asleep. And he has a good sleep. He wakes up 4 hours later, just as the concert is ending, and he gives a yawn and a stretch, and his neighbor says to him, "What a beautiful concert. How did you enjoy it?" And he looks around and he says, "Well, the seat was very comfortable. It was nice and warm. It was nice and dark. I had a good sleep." And his neighbor says to him, "Nah, what you are. That's what you came here for. You could have gone home into your bed and slept for 4 hours. You missed it. It was all for the beautiful music." But the nimshel is obvious. It comes a Shabbos. And what do some people do? They sit in a comfortable bed, and they have a nice sleep over Shabbos. And what was the whole gossip? How many hours did you sleep over Shabbos? "I slept this amount of hours. I slept more."
A bagel.
"Did I get a bagel over Shabbos?" Did anybody ever ask, how many blat did you want over Shabbos? How many hours did you want over Shabbos? Did you learn a bagel over Shabbos? Instead of sitting, enjoy the concert. Take the Kedusha of Shabbos that we have, and use the Kedusha of Shabbos the way it's supposed to be used. The other marshal that's the Gisei Over, also a famous marshal, is somebody had to travel far away from his hometown. He travels far away, and he's living, and he misses his hometown. He misses hearing what's doing at home. He misses getting regards. He misses schmoozing about the old days. And one day an Ani comes knocking on the door collecting tzedakah, and the Ani asks him for a donation. And the Balabas says to the Ani, "Tell me, where do you come from?" And lo and behold, the Ani comes from the same hometown. "Really? You come from my town? Tell me, how's Yankel? How's Moshe? How's this? How's that? How's the shul?" And he starts schmoozing with the Ani. And the Ani says, "This is money is time. I have to go collect. I don't have time to sit in the shuls. If you want a shuls, maybe a different time. Right now I have to go." The Balabas says to me, "You know what? How much money would you collect if you went around?" Tells him, "Whatever, I collect $100. He says, "You know what? I'll give you the $100. Sit and shmooze with me. I miss the hometown. I miss my old, sit and shmooze with me and fill me in and tell me what's happening back at home, how everybody's doing, and I'll pay you all the money that you're not able to collect." The Ani says, "Fine. Good deal. Sit and shmooze. I don't have to go around collecting." And they start talking, and the Ani gets very tired, and after 5 minutes, he's nodding off, and he falls asleep. The Balabas gets very upset, and he wakes the Ani and says, "I didn't pay you the $100, they should fall asleep at my table. I paid you to stay here and to fill me in and to lift up my spirits and tell me what's happening back home." Same is true. The whole week, the goof is busy. We don't have time to set aside time for Avodas Hashem. The neshama is far away. It comes Shabbos, the neshama comes back, and the neshama is able. A day of Shabbos, a day of rest, and Hashem says to the neshama, "Tell me, what's going on? Send me regards. How are you doing down here? How's he learning? How's he davening? How's he avoidus Hashem?" And what does the neshama do? The goof takes over, the person falls asleep, and he loses out his chance for the closeness, the connection on Shabbos. Person has to use Shabbos the proper way. And of course, the best way to use Shabbos, a person goes to shul, a person goes to a shir, a person learns, a person is together with others, everyone's mechazik each other, and use Shabbos the proper way. The Pasuk tells us, at the end of the parasha we find the maris hatzaybos. The keel is made from the mirrors, the maris hatzaybos. And Rashi brings down the maris hatzaybos. Where did they come from? So Rashi, we have a nice one. Rashi tells us, "Benois Yisrael, hayu biyado, marois, shirois, ben shemes kashdois." the ladies, the Jewish ladies, had mirrors they would look in when they used to put on their makeup and make themselves look nice. And they didn't hold back from bringing the mirrors to the Mishkan. Moshe didn't want to accept it. Moshe felt that it was meals. It was made for the Yetzer Hara. It wasn't made for holy purposes. It wasn't for use for the Mishkan. And Hashem said, Kibil, accept the mirrors. Ki egu chaviv alay min akoyel. Because these mirrors are more choshev to me than anything else. Shal yideyem, because through them, hamidu hanoshim tzvois rabois, the ladies established many children, people in Mitzrayim, because when the husbands were tired and they came home after the hard work in Mitzrayim, the wives would bring them food and drink, and then they would take the mirror and they would say, look, and the husband would see him together with his wife in the mirror, and they would encourage their husbands and so on, and became mulberries. So because of that, the mirrors were very choshev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said to take the mirrors of the Noshim and use it for the Maris HaTzavos for the Kiyur. We know later on that the Saita, the Mayim for the Saita was taken from the Kiyur, again for the same purpose, because the Kiyur was donated by the ladies for Maris HaTzavos. So in order to bring Shalom ben Ishu Ishtoi by a Saita, we take water from the May for the May Kiyur. Say over a story, not a Moshe, a story. Say over a story, the Baratanya, Shnei Zam, the Baratanya, had a chassid or a gevir, Reb Gavriel. Whenever he needed money, he would send the message to Reb Gavriel and ask him for a certain amount of money. And whatever amount of money he asked for, Reb Gavriel always gave. And this went on for years and years and years. This Reb Gavriel was a good alone with his wife. They didn't have a mishpacha. And every time the Rebbe would send a message for money, he always gave what he needed. Years and years went on, and Reb Gavriel's business took a turn for the worse. And his business started to fail, and he was very worried about his finances, his money. On the surface, he was able to put on a show, and it appeared to everybody as if he still had all his funds. The Rebbe's messenger comes and asks for a large donation. Reb Gavriel didn't know what to do. He didn't have the money to give. So he pushed off the messenger, telling him he's not sure, he doesn't have right now, he can't give it. And he felt terrible. His wife saw how bad he felt that he wasn't able to give the donation that the Rebbe had asked for. She took her jewelry, her rings, her necklace, whatever she had. She went to the marketplace. She sold all of her jewelry. And she got a sack full of gold coins. She brought it back home. And she had enough money to pay to give to the Rebbe the money that he wanted. But before she gave the coins, she took out each coin from the sack. She cleaned it, she polished it, she made each coin shiny and nice, and she put it back into the sack, and she gave it to her husband, and said, call back the Rebbe's messenger, and give him the sack full of gold coins to bring to the Rebbe. The messenger takes the sack and brings the coins to the Rebbe. The Rebbe takes the sack, feels something special about this sack of money. He says, where did this sack come from? The Gavriel, tell him to come to me, I need to speak to him. Gavriel comes to the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya says to him, there's something special about this sack. The coins are very shiny. The coins are beautiful. They look like the Maris HaTzavos. It looks like the Maris HaTzavos in the Mishkan by the Kiyor. Tell me the story. What's the story with these coins? They're not ordinary coins. Gavriel tells him the whole story, how he doesn't have money, and his wife went ahead and she sold all her jewelry in order to be able to give the Rebbe the money for tzedakah. And the Rebbe looked at the coins again and he said, the shine is so pure, the shine from these coins is pure and kadosh, just like the Maris HaTzavos of the Mishkan. And he gave Reb Gavriel brachas, and even though he was already an older person, his wife was older, they were zeichet to have sons and daughters, they lived over 100 years old, and they were zeichet to brachas. You find the Noshim have a special kayach. Come sometimes, the ladies have a special kayach more than the men do. The men sometimes do a mitzvah. You find the ladies, when they do a mitzvah, they get more emotionally involved. They give it a little extra. They go ahead. You know, polishing the coins. To us it would sound like a silly thing to do. Ooh, coin's a coin, a dollar's a dollar, a penny's a penny. But every little part that a person does enhances the mitzvah. The Maris HaTzavos, the mirrors, at first glance, the mirrors seem to be not a dvar mitzvah, not chosh, not important, just the opposite. If the kavan of the ladies were for the van mitzvah, shows how choshev even their mirror is. Their coins, what they do is very choshev. And Befrat comes Shabbos, comes the preparation of Shabbos. The ladies all work hard preparing for Shabbos, week in, week out, and they have a special schus, the achanas for Shabbos that they do, which is very, very choshev. Sometimes we minimize and we look down at what they do, feel that our avodah is more important. But we see from this week's parasha, Maris at Sideways, it's natural. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's machshev, the noshim, even the mirrors of the noshim, are very, very, very choshev. And the machshava that a person has when a person does a mitzvah, the machshava plays a role in the mitzvah itself. I just end off with a famous story. The pasuk says earlier, by Betzal ben Uri ben Chur, when he went ahead and he built the kegel for the Mishkan, the pasuk says, lachshav machshavos. He thought machshavos when he built the kegel, when he built the Mishkan. What does it mean, lachshav machshavos? And everyone knows a famous story, very bekitzer, it's right already. Rav Chaim Volozhiner had a mashulach, he used to go around and collect for the yeshiva. I think we said a story over every year, but I know we didn't say it over this year yet. Rav Chaim Volozhiner had a mashulach, he used to go around and collect for the yeshiva. And every year the mashulach went around and he had a book, and he would write down in the book how much each person gave. And every year pretty much it was the same, every person gave came out the same donation, whatever they gave in the previous years they gave that year also. One year the mashulach comes to Rav Chaim Volozhiner and he says, listen, I can't do it anymore. The horse and the wagon that I'm driving, the horse is an old dilapidated horse, the wagon is falling apart, my hat's falling off, the suit doesn't fit anymore. If I'm going around to collect for the yeshiva, I have to make a good impression. You want to collect money, you have to make a good impression. So I'm asking Rishus to buy a new hat, to buy a new suit, to buy a new wagon, buy a new horse. And this way I come around, look like respectful, I'll be able to raise money for the yeshiva. If I come around and dress like a shumazel, I'm not going to be successful. So Chaim Volozhiner was masking and needing the funds to buy his new clothing, his new horse, and his new wagon. He goes around collecting, and pretty much everybody gave. He comes to the one farmer that he comes to every year. The farmer takes Frank the Mashuach with a new hat, and a new suit, and the horse, and a wagon, and tells him, this year, not a penny. I'm not giving you a penny. No money for stock at all. This year, nothing. Mashuach tries to reason with him. Farmer says, no, nothing at all. Why? No reason, nothing at all. All right. The kitzah, Mashiach comes back. He was pretty successful. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner is looking over the book to see who gave, who didn't give, and he notices that this farmer didn't give anything. He says to the Mashiach, what happened? This farmer's been giving us every year, and this year I see he didn't give a donation. He says, I don't know. I went to him, and for no reason whatsoever, he says he's not giving. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says, come. Let's you and I go together. Let's go back to this farmer. They go to the farmer, and Mechai Balozhin says to the farmer, we thank you for your support in the previous years, but tell us what happened, why aren't you helping us out this year? And the farmer says, I'll tell you the truth, he says. Every year I gave generously, because I thought my money was going for the yeshiva, for the bachim that I'm learning, maybe for this forum, for Torah itself. But now that I see my money's going for a horse, and for a wagon, and for this hat, I'm not interested, I want my money to go for the Torah, not for the horse. Chaim Balozhin said to him, did you learn Chumash or more? Learn Chumash. It says by Betzalel, Lachshoid Machshavis. Lachshoid Bazov, Ubakesif Anachoshis. Betzalel was Lachshoid Machshavis. What does it mean he thought Machshavis? Chaim Balozhin said to the farmer, how did Betzalel know which gold to use for the Shulchan, which to use for the Orin, what to use for the Menorah, what to use for the other Kalim? How did Betzalel know which materials to use for what? Everybody gave donations. How did he know which gold to use, which copper to use? The Teretz was Lachshav Machshavos. But Sal was able to tell what Machshava each person had when they donated their donation to the Mishkan. The ones that donated their gold and silver with proper Machshavos, pure Machshavos, to donate it L'shem Hashem for the Kedusha of the Mishkan, they were Zaycha, and that was the gold used for the Aron. That was used for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The ones that donated because they felt they had to give, that went for a little bit of a lesser purpose. The ones that gave only because the neighbors gave, and otherwise the gabbai would be running after them. So they, that was used for the for something less, and so on and so on. But Saul had that kayach of lachshav machshavos. He was able to tell by each item what the machshava was when it was given. So Chaim Volozhiner said to the farmer, even though today we don't have that kayach, but the same is true. When a person gives its stalker today, if he gives it with a pure machshava, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees to it that what he gives with a pure machshava is used for Torah, is used for a higher purpose. the one that gives it because he feels he has to give, because the neighbors are going to look at him if he doesn't give, because ulterior motives, he wants to have a shame, ulterior motive, that his name is used for the sign in front of the yeshiva, his name is used for the paper in the yeshiva, but the ones who give it with the a pure motive is used for Torah. Lachshav Machshavas. Machshava plays a very important role. We said many times two people do the same mitzvah, the roles apart based on what based on their machshava. Comes to Shabbos, be careful not to have machoikas on Shabbos and use Shabbos the right way. And a person goes to Shabbos with a proper machshava, he's makabel the kedusha of Shabbos, which means zeicha to fill the kedusha of Shabbos, to use the kedusha of Shabbos properly, which no be zeicha. See, mishichas came here.